Three-time Wisconsin Sports Writer of the Year, Jason Wilde.
There aren't any Jasons 12 and under. That's a dead name.
Packers Hall of Famer, Mark Tauscher.
How many kids do you hear, hey, Marky, it might be almost to the point of Ruth.
Broadcasting live from the Everlight Solar Studio.
You love that name so much, you don't even go by it.
On 100.5 ESPN.
If you call me Mark, I like my name. I like my name a lot.
The ESPN Wisconsin app.
Wilde and Tosh.
And ESPN Madison on YouTube.
It's Wilde and Touch, isn't it?
This is Wilde and Tosh, presented by Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin.
Tuesday edition. Will Jesse continue calling for the job of the Milwaukee Brewers manager edition? Did he also eat in a meeting yesterday? A lot of Jesse this morning edition. Also, the Evan Cohen scheduled to appear. I wonder if he'll talk about Jesse edition. And the will the tush push die today? And is it expanded in a way that, if I recall, the rule was supposed to be a long time ago? Edition of Wilde and Tausch on 94.5 ESPN Milwaukee, 100.5 ESPN Madison, 1430 ESPN Beaver Dam, ESPNWisconsin.com, the ESPN app. Your Alexa smart speaker, streaming live video, Twitter, Facebook, YouTube, and of course everything you need on the all new, all redesigned, all free, all customizable. So you can put Wilde and Tausch in the first spot, put all the podcasts and my appearances in the second spot, because we know you love us. The ESPN Wisconsin app. Find it in the Android and Apple app stores.
You think Brett puts you first and Wilde and Tausch second?
Brett Favre?
Well, Favre, he's got his hands full. But I'm saying Brett from Overture.
It's a good question. I'm guessing me first, yeah. And it would be wise.
I don't think so. Jesse, you think Brett's got Jason first, or you think he's got Wilde and
Jesse? Does Jesse have his own section?
No, he definitely likes Jason's insights on the Green Bay Packers the most. Mm-hmm. That was clear. Mm-hmm. Yeah. But I think he does like how you, Tausch, get Jason to share his insights on the Packers, I think.
No, I didn't know he did that. I thought I did that on other shows.
He's the great extractor. He extracts the information from you, Jason. So that's a props to Tausch.
Just like that dinosaur site in South Dakota.
The archaeological dig that is Wilde and Tausch. I'm Jason Wilde in Green Bay. Jesse Nelson is in the Everlight Solar ESPN Madison studios. And the great extractor is at his undisclosed location. He's the Packers Hall of Famer. He's Mark Tauscher. Tausch, good morning. Do you want to get after Jesse right away, or you want to wait a little while?
So a couple things. I don't understand. Jesse, you know, you're always looking to put out content. And usually it's me, because Jason doesn't say a lot on our show. He says it on other shows.
I thought you were the great extractor.
He's a good extractor.
You put stuff out, and I'm good with it, man. This is our show. We're trying to grow. We're doing all that, and that's great.
Uh-huh.
And then you do what you did at the end of the show yesterday, and I say after the show yesterday, put it out. It should have been something that you felt strongly enough. You should have talked about it. I loved the overture conversation. Loved hearing about Brett. Loved discussing whatever else, Clue and Colonel Mustard. I loved it. That was a fun show yesterday.
Sure.
But you drop a matzo ball at us at 11:52, calling for Pat Murphy's job, and then now you've backtracked faster than I don't know what backtracks, but you're a fast
Alexander and drop coverage.
Maybe.
I didn't call for Pat Murphy's job yesterday.
I'm not saying. I'm just saying.
My dad is upset with you, by the way. That's back
with
to
who, me.
Yeah,
Usher
with you,
George.
Yeah.
What is your? Why would George? I have treated you wonderfully. You're a fantastic producer. I compliment you all the time. I don't know why George would be mad. If anything, he should be mad at you. You're trying to fire his manager.
No, I was talking on the way in with him on the phone today, and he said that he's a little upset with you because you...
Okay.
You
why is he upset with you?
You like to tell other people what they're saying.
Okay, is he new
Jason?
Here?
Jason? No
is
lies detected.
You like to hear things a little differently than what they're said as sometimes. Mm-hmm. And then you like to argue against that point that you've kind of molded
fairness,
and invented
you guys have,
on your own.
You guys have takes, and then you pause, and you won't go where you want to go. So all I'm doing is clarifying. I didn't say you. I said yesterday, this is what you were leading into. You said it, then you reaffirmed it, and then you didn't like the backlash, so you decided to pull
I
out of
did
it.
Did not.
That's what happened.
If you check the tape, which I sent you, all you got to do
you
is hit play.
Check the tape.
All you got to do is check the tape.
I will give you credit for that. I got a 3-minute clip sent to me this morning. So you definitely checked the tape.
Something tells me Tausch didn't watch it, because if he had watched it, he would see, and I put it out on the Wildy and Tausch Facebook page, my domain.
Nobody goes there.
Nah,
you gotta
everybody's
going
to got to go there and help us with the official review today to see what...
You are afraid to put it on Twitter because you know you're going to get killed.
You're cooked. Yeah,
no,
you know you're going to get cooked.
Because I know you can't retweet things from Facebook because you don't Facebook. And so if you retweeted it on Twitter, you'd be like, look at Jelly saying Murph should get fired after winning 2 in a row.
It's
gritty
a fair
win
point.
Last night.
It's
so we're avoiding...
Point.
Yeah, this is a strategic
what
play
is
by
fair
me.
About that? I'm not on Facebook. So yeah, I would say I want Jesse to put it out there and say, did Jesse imply that Pat Murphy's job is on the line?
All right.
That's what I want to know.
So
wait a minute.
Not.
Wait, just wait. It is fair that he put it on Facebook as a self-preservation maneuver that you could not access. That's all I was saying. It was actually a very savvy move by him, because if he did post it on Twitter, where you do have access, and while you cannot, you learned how to edit yesterday with your blue check mark.
Move.
You did that.
Big step.
Still not making poll questions, but you definitely know how to retweet something with a snarky or draw attention remark that would get him cooked by many a Brewers fan. And maybe some would agree with him.
Listen, man.
That's
I'm
what
not
he's concerned about.
I don't think anyone
I'm not
would
interested
agree,
in
cooking.
I don't
agree.
Jesse, just for the record, I'm not interested in cooking you. I'm interested in just putting your meal out on the out there to see if people are eating. You put something out that was interesting, and now you're so scared, you don't want to just own it. And as a content creator, which is what you want to be, and a play-by-play, you want to have that, you got to go. Now you're backtracking. Oh, I didn't say that. You brought it up to your friends. Your friends didn't bring it up to you.
All I said at the end of yesterday's show.
Play it. Play the audio, and let's let our audience tell us.
Before you play it, private talk at text line.
Because, Jesse, in fairness,
you
there are
it
going
again.
To be people that agree with you. There are.
I don't think there will be. I don't think there's one person in the Brewers universe who is saying Pat Murphy is coaching for his job suddenly. I don't agree with that. I don't think anyone else
is
saying
that. Well,
when he
gave up a 3-run homer and almost lost to the Orioles last night, people were thinking,
we're not
going to
fire
that.
The manager because they give up a lead in the 7th inning to the Orioles, and they ended up winning the game anyway, so it was fine. But we're not going to fire the manager for that.
All right. Josh and Hartland on the private talk and text line. I'm calling for Jesse's job.
Thanks, Josh.
Appreciate
That's
it.
Pretty good, Joshy.
All right. I think, in fairness to all parties, including Pat Murphy, frankly, but also to Jesse, I do think we should hashtag check the tape. I do think we should play it. And maybe Tausch, as he has been known to do from time to time, occasionally, is putting words into someone else's mouth that they did not actually say. Let's judge that by listening to it again. Jesse, can you cue that up?
I can, yeah. So this
can
is,
you play the video?
Can you edit it a little bit? It's a little long-winded. Can we chop it a little bit?
I'll leave your mics on.
He's never happy.
You just say stop when you want. You put up the stop sign whenever you're ready.
All right.
Like the great third base coach that you are.
I would like to play it long enough for everyone to recognize that you're actually calling for Murph's job more than I'm calling for Murph's job in this 3-minute clip.
Oh, boy. This is
God, I love how this is such a great inside look at the producers behind the scenes that are always pushing and trying to get clicks and doing all this stuff. And then when they just, because they don't want to take the heat, they don't want
the
fire under their feet. All right, let's hear it, Jesse. Let's go.
This is from Wonelli yesterday at approximately 11:51 a.m. Central Time.
It's closer to 11:58, I think, but yes.
All right, I just want to bring one thing up here before we move on from Wonelli. I brought this up on Saturday, and some of our teammates, we were out at a little event. We were all golfing the other night.
Just wait,
and,
pause.
At like
pause.
The range place.
Oh, no, already
pause.
We just started.
We got Evan at 9:30. Keep
Jesse
moving here.
Just said, I brought this up. He didn't say friends brought it up or
yes.
Usher George brought
it up.
He just said, I, Jesse J. Nelson, brought this up. Okay, continue.
I fully admit I am the one who brought it up. I'm not suggesting this, but when I brought this notion up, I got death stares. Like, how dare you? And I don't think that's reasonable.
Pause. When you're not suggesting
this, we're never going to get through this if you keep pausing them.
Well, because this is the critical point of this. Then he starts backtracking once he smelt a little heat under his tires.
I haven't said anything yet. I was just setting up the setting.
He just said, I'm not suggesting it, but I brought it up. Is that not suggesting it?
No.
Isn't it? Jason?
No, not yet.
How many times have you brought something up on this show without suggesting it?
Hey, just let's play the tape a little further, please.
I can see this. I already see how this is unfolding. Go ahead.
I can see what's happening.
How long do we give reigning NL Manager of the Year Pat Murphy to figure this thing out before we start to question him the same way we question Fickle, LaFleur, Doc,
you are
and all six of the Bucks coaches they've
you
had.
I'm not
rough.
Saying it.
Dude, stop doing my shtick.
I'm
not saying, but I'm saying you're saying it.
That
I'm
is Tausch's stick. It is trademarked, I believe.
What
I'm
are
not
you saying?
I'm
stop
not.
Stop saying what you're not saying. Tell me what you are saying.
I would like to know. We don't have many reigning coaches of the year in Wisconsin sports. It doesn't happen that often. LaFleur's never won it, right?
Correct.
How long do you give a leash for someone who's the reigning coach of the year when your team is getting shut out 3 out of 4 games and has had one of the worst offensive months maybe in franchise history that they're on
pace
for?
He's got a long lever here. I think the interesting part was, and correct me if I'm wrong, was he making commentary about, again, social media, sometimes I don't know what's true and false. Was he making commentary about how much money was spent this offseason by a certain management?
Yes, he did. I did
hear that. When you start going on that road, things can get interesting.
And we know the manager in waiting is Ricky Weeks. They hired him last year. He's going to take over whenever Murph does step out.
Right, we can cut it there. Yeah. There's another minute and a half. We could keep going. We don't need
I think I've made up my mind.
You're right. Jesse didn't imply anything there. He didn't imply that Ricky Weeks is ready to take over. Yeah, none of that, Jason. Nope.
Yeah.
You are such a coward.
If I may.
No, I don't. Yeah, go ahead.
I agree with Tausch.
No.
Thank you.
You used his technique, his modus operandi.
My shtick.
I'm not saying. Now, do I think that you started
down? I'm not suggesting, but I am bringing it up out of clean air. To just bring it to my friends,
Do I think that you started down a road and you started to realize, it's like, what is that, that place in Muskego, Haunchyville, with the little guys that live in the woods, right?
Can't say I'm familiar, no.
Yeah, I think it's Muskego.
You're right. I've never done my research on it.
Well, when I was in high school, my good buddy Marshall Sorensen lived in Muskego. We went down that road, and I was immediately regretting it. Even though I don't believe in it, it's got the no trespassing signs. I figure it's the stuff of legend. I think the Milwaukee Record did a good piece on it. But I regretted going down that road. And I think that is what happened to you on the program yesterday and with your conversation. What I'm amazed by is that after perhaps regretting it for the death stares you received in your friendship group, you then brought it up again and re-experienced the instant pangs of regret. And then you were looking for the off-ramp to off of Haunchyville Road.
Yep, he did. Off-rampsville. No question.
Just because I'm asking the question about when we ask the question does not mean I am asserting anything in particular.
And you have a waiting in replacement manager.
Yeah,
lined
that was
up
what
already.
Pushed me over the edge.
I have
when
never,
you brought up the manager in waiting.
I yep. think us as Wisconsin,
I didn't even know that was true.
As Wisconsin sports fans, I think it has been a characteristic of people, even maybe of a certain generation under a certain age, my age, where one of the gut reactions when things are going poorly is fire the coach. And that's happened with the Bucks several times. And it's happened with calling for the defensive coordinator over the years. Or Matt LaFleur.
Sometimes
that
was justified.
Matt LaFleur was being questioned a year and a half ago. As
Jordan
Love
Council was never questioned once to be fired.
He wasn't. Near the end.
Hey, Jesse. You never implied in the 6 years you've been doing this show, boy, if Craig Council's offense is doing pretty bad, should we fire you? Not one time did I hear you do my shtick on Craig Council. Not once. Yeah.
Fickle, it happened a year and a half into his tenure. Middle of last season, people started questioning if this is
going to
work.
That was Evan Cohen. Tried to get me to say
there's a lot of people who have been having that debate. Greg Gard, it's literally every game. Every game is a statement on whether Greg Gard should be the head coach of the Wisconsin Badgers moving forward.
Can I interrupt you for a second? And then we'll continue this debate after Tausch tells us about Pella, because there's no debate about Pella. Is it possible, though, and you're criticizing this culture of the fire the coach knee-jerk reactionary behavior, and now you fed into it by suggesting that somehow there is a failure by the fans to be questioning Pat Murphy, because we all like Pat Murphy. And you feel he should be under a greater scrutiny and microscope, like many fans do to other coaches, where people eventually go and say, they got to fire this guy. Time to promote Ricky Weeks.
I took a sociology class when I was in college.
Spare me the sociology.
University.
You can tell us about it next. I've got a private text that is not helping your cause from a source that was at said event.
Oh God!
Was
they were
there
in person? Oh, I can't wait to hear about that. And you better not wait. When it comes to Pella Windows and Doors, there is no better time to upgrade your windows and doors than right now. Just like Jesse wants Pat Murphy fired, right now you need to get moving because Pella is offering up to 6 years of 0% financing. Set your free in-home consultation, and you commit to nothing at this point, just like Jesse's not committing to Pat Murphy's 10 years as the manager. They'll listen to your vision, Ricky Weeks, and suggest the Pella materials and customizations to make it a reality. Get 0% financing for up to 6 years. Certain restrictions to apply. The deal ends May 31st. Hopefully Pat will still be there. Visit PellaWI.com today to learn more. So, Jesse, I have said numerous times, I always wondered why when the Brewers' golden age of baseball, which has probably been 18 till through last year and hopefully this year, but we'll see. I've always wondered, why do we not have the expectations that we have for some other teams? And it's the lighter market and the fact that we don't have the money. And I always felt like we're almost giving excuses to why we can't advance in the postseason. I thought that was fair criticism. I think this is unfair criticism by you. Jason, we have someone coming up that was in this group listening to Jesse espouse what his real thoughts are on Pat Murphy. We heard it yesterday on Wildy and Tausch, and we're going to hear it from one of the horses' mouths that was there on Saturday, and we'll do that next. It's Wildy and Tausch.
Why'd you tease it out?
This is Wildy and Tausch, presented by Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin. Call Gina Della from Pella today, 855-PELLA-WI, and online at PellaWI.com/radio.
I can't wait until we get after the rest of our team for not opening their food during our team meeting yesterday like I did, but I guess we'll save that one for later.
I feel like Jesse's getting a little ornery now because we're kind of...
I bet you my listen, dad's man. Not enjoying today's show.
Yeah, he's probably not. That's probably...
All right. Without further ado, we have a source.
What year Rose Bowl shirt is that? What year is that?
2011.
Rose Bowl was,
yeah. I just got done working out, and you know, because I'm a big fitness guy, and my shirt was all sweaty. No,
hey,
not
I'm glad
really.
You got a Brewers hat on.
I also
though.
Wanted to put on. A, I don't
somebody
know what
on
this
show
is.
Should support.
Got
the
this
Brewers.
At got this at the local Goodwill for $1.99, brand new.
Yeah.
I don't know
notice
where
Jesse's
that when they wore these
Brewers stuff today after that debacle.
I'm assuming that Pat Murphy will be having a rummage sale once Jesse gets him fired. There'll be lots of stuff available.
I was literally wearing Brewers stuff yesterday when we did this the first time.
No, I know we commented on that.
Not super a bandwagon fan. Yeah. I don't just wear
go
it when
team.
They win.
All right, let's welcome in someone who was there at
on site for this. People are saying
first hand knowledge.
Yes.
Or first ear knowledge, if you will. Joining us now, he is the producer of Jim, Matt, and Molly, which you can hear on ESPN Madison every day from 4 until 6. I appear with them regularly, including, I believe, today. It is Ryan Wollersheim on Wildy and Tausch. Ryan, tell us your truth about Jesse's calls for Pat Murphy to experience far greater scrutiny than he has been receiving as the Brewers manager.
That's probably a fairer way to put it. Yeah.
Okay. So let me set it up first that we are at a birthday party for a fellow teammate at a
Pablo Iglesias?
Yeah, the big Pablo birthday Iglesias. Bash. Yeah.
Okay.
Yes. We are there trying to enjoy our teammate's birthday. And unfortunately, at this point, the Brewers have just gone down 6-0 to the Twins, and we have to talk about how poorly the Brewers are playing.
Tough night.
And Jesse, seeing the opportunity, had to just step in and say, you know, guys, I'm not saying, but people are saying We might need to have a conversation about
people
passing.
Are saying.
I did not say that.
People are saying. People. No, you said you were golfing earlier that day with friends, and they brought it up. And then we were like, that's ridiculous. Wow. We shouldn't even have the conversation. In usual situations like this, when Jesse does this sort of thing, I just acknowledged it was stupid and then walked away because I didn't want to get in the conversation. But
it's very rude.
It's a good policy.
I could tell Jesse truly believed this because the giddiness he had when bringing it up, just being like, oh, do I have an opportunity to stir it up here with these people? Do I have an opportunity to put, just like Tao said, putting all the pressure on vague outside sources that we don't know who they are, who are really just Jesse watching the Brewers game that day or last night. Yes, Jesse. So I can't say that Jesse lied with what he said about how he brought it up, but we all know what he's doing when he's doing this.
You know his intent.
Wow.
You know his intent.
Yes. Yes.
More like Lion Wollersheim.
Oh. A little producer crying.
Oh, snap.
I like it.
No kidding. Wow. No, yeah. I could tell this was his idea because he actually cited sources of being like, you know, we did it with Ned Yost back in 2008. I mean, maybe this is the natural order of things. I mean,
so he's thinking about his argument.
Yes. All right, if you want to accuse me of stirring things up because I brought this up, guilty. Yes, I stirred it up a little bit. I wanted to see what the reaction would be when I brought it up.
Mm-hmm.
Guilty.
Mm-hmm.
I am not guilty of asserting that I think the thing that the Brewers need to do to fix the season is fire Pat Murphy. I did not say that. I don't think anybody is saying that. I'm wondering simply why there isn't even a question about it compared to... No, I didn't, and that's where he's lying. I didn't say... I said, do we need to have a conversation? The same way I presented it on the show yesterday is how I presented it on Saturday night at Pablo's birthday bash.
All right, so Jesse, we're going to put a bow on this.
No, we're going to ask Evan Cohen about this.
Well, no, for sure we will. But I think, and Wooly, correct me if I'm wrong since you were there, I think what Jesse wants is more scrutiny, and he wants Pat Murphy's seat to not be comfortable. He wants there to be some flame under Pat Murphy's seat because what's happening has not been good. I agree with Jesse. This month of baseball has been bad, offensively bad. And I think he doesn't want it just to be, all right, well, this is just, well, it's one of those years. Oh, we didn't re-sign Adames. He wants there to be some accountability, and he wants Pat Murphy to be at the head of the accountability table, and that is what he was trying to accomplish, where it maybe looked and sounded more like he wanted him fired. Is that fair, Jesse?
I'm looking for a way to light a fire for the team, and if we talked last week about there not being
and you
an
thought-
edge...
commandeering Pablo Iglesias' birthday party was going to light a fire under the team?
Here we are. Guess what? They've won two straight since that night.
Wow. Way to go, Jesse.
You're welcome.
Way to go, Pablo.
Uh-huh.
Thank you, everybody.
Our hero.
Sweep the Orioles. We got a four-game winning streak. We're back. 500 right. baseball. Let's go.
So that's why I don't know why you're running from it. Like, you want some accountability. You have
I'm not asserting that I think that the take or that.
This is where we differ.
Yes.
You want him to face greater scrutiny, and you want his seat to be something greater than room temperature.
It's fascinating to me how every game we do this for Greg Gard, and he is liked by the fan base of Wisconsin basketball, I would say just as much as Pat Murphy is liked by Brewers fans. Is that fair? People like Greg Gard.
Murphy's a lot younger in his tenure. Greg Gard has had some disappointing losses.
Yes.
And I think there's been more scars. There hadn't been any scars. This is the first scarring of Pat Murphy we've seen. The dude was all everything last year. They run the table. They pretty much led the whole way, and they end up winning the division by 10 games. There ain't no scarring. Now you get a little sign of some trouble, and certain people want him gone. Not going to put anybody's name on it. People are saying, I guess.
Can we let Lion Wollersheim go here?
Yeah, hey, Wooly, I'll talk to you at 4:30, buddy. I'm good for today.
You didn't like what Ryan had to say there. Thank
Looking
you, Wooly.
Forward
you
to
didn't
it,
like. You didn't like Wooly. Wooly's approach there, did you, Jesse?
I don't
you
think
feel,
it was.
Did you feel betrayed?
I think part of the story was fabricated, which I may have done a time or two over the years. So you know what? I understand.
All right, we need to get to Evan Cohen. Look, Evan Cohen has to produce takes, Mike, tons of takes every day on a national show. I am curious if he has any instances of this where he had a take that he maybe was workshopping with his friendship group, and then it made it to air, and he immediately started to backpedal and
got
walk
scared.
It back.
He got yeah. scared. Yeah.
So we will ask Evan that. Jesse does not need legal representation for this situation. He's not being slandered or libeled, and he's not being injured, although maybe his pride is. But if you've been injured, there's only one call to make. Grubel offices, one call, that's all. I hope you never have to make the call, and so do they. But they also know that you are going to need their help if you are facing a serious injury. So make the call. 414-276-6666. 414-276-6666. Grubel offices, one call. That's all. We will hear from Evan Cohen of Unsportsmanlike. Next, it's Wilde and Tausch.
The East is set.
Oh, what a big shot!
The Indiana Pacers and the New York Knicks go head-to-head in Game 1. Coverage begins Wednesday at 7:30 Eastern, with tip-off at 8 Eastern on ESPN Radio and on ESPN. Presented by Indeed.
I'm throwing caution. What's it gonna be? Tonight the winds of change are blowing wild and free. If I don't get out of this town.
Now here's a guy that's had a lot of opinions. He's the best in the business at it, and I'm not saying that hyperbolically or sarcastically. You see him and hear him every weekday on Unsportsmanlike. But has he ever had a take that he immediately started walking back? Say that Madison is the Las Vegas of the Midwest, perhaps. It is Evan Cohen on Wilde and Tausch. Evan, good morning. How are you?
Jason, Mark, Jesse. I mean, I don't know if I'm the best at opinions. I'm no primetime Wollersheim, who I get bumped for, but nonetheless.
Well, he was more of a witness for the prosecution than a hot take or opinionist. Have you ever had this happen?
Shout out to primetime. So, Jason, you have to walk me through what a walk back means in this case, right? So is it an admittance? You get something wrong, because I've had many of those, or one I'm trying to get out of, like as if I didn't say it. Define what the
you're
walk
scared
back
of the smoke.
Is through your eyes.
Evan, if you're scared of the smoke that's coming down the pipe, you back away. It's not – we've been doing this long enough now. I thought Wisconsin was going to go to the Final Four this year if they played in Milwaukee. And unfortunately, they didn't get the draw in Milwaukee. I had to backtrack. That happens.
When I watched former Penn State quarterback Christian Hackenberg play for the first time his freshman year, I tweeted out immediately, this guy will be the number one pick in the draft one day. Well, that doesn't look good. I walked that back pretty quickly when he was clearly not very good, okay? That's one. When LeBron left Miami to go to Cleveland, I said that Miami would win a championship before Cleveland would. When they came back from 3-1 down against the Golden State Warriors, that didn't look very good. I said that the San Francisco 49ers traded up to get the number 3 pick in the draft, the Trey Lance Brock Purdy year. I remember saying on the air many times, I think they actually may surprise everyone. And people said, what does that mean? I said, I could see them taking Kyle Pitts and strengthening strength. Tight end with George Kittle, they took Trey Lance. Because why would you trade 3 first-rounders for a tight end and not a quarterback? That was not great, right? So I've had many of those. Those are 3 of them that come to mind immediately. By the way, I don't know if I'm going to walk this back, but you guys know I've been saying all along, I don't think Giannis is going to ask out. Maybe by the end of the week, I have to walk that back. Is that sufficient, Mark Tauscher?
Yeah, well done, Evan. Nice job.
Oh, thank you.
It's good.
Thank you very much.
So Jesse basically does not want to admit that he essentially called for Pat Murphy's job in an overreactionary way. What would your advice as an experienced national radio host be to Jesse? Steer into this or keep fighting it?
Well, okay. So, Jesse, if I may, in what context did you call for the job?
I'm glad you asked, Evan. We've only been examining it for the last
42 like minutes.
21 hours, actually. I said the Brewers have been struggling in May. Very much so. They've been shut out like 4 out of 5 games. They got shut out. I think 7 out of 16 games. They haven't scored a run offensively on pace up until the last 2 nights for one of the worst months in franchise history. And I said on Saturday night at Pablo Iglesias' birthday bash to a couple of teammates who were there, I said, do we need to start having a conversation like we do with the other coaches in the state about Pat Murphy? And I got death stares from people. How dare you even consider that? He's the reigning NL manager of the year. Woolley just walked away because he thought it was so stupid. He didn't even want to participate in the conversation.
That's right.
And then I brought it up yesterday at the end of
our... Woolley, was that Pablo Iglesias' birthday party?
Woolley, Ryan Wollersheim, primetime.
Yeah. Oh, Lion. I thought you said Woolley. That would have been... That's the headline. Yeah, Woolley went anywhere for someone else?
Believe me, that would have been... that would have led everything yesterday. Correct. So then I brought it up at the end
of... Smile, Jason. It's a joke.
Are you even on video? He's not even on video, and he knows that you're pouting about this.
He was right.
Not even on video, and he saw Jason's. That's great.
Grimace. Will be. It's a radio show. It's a show. Anyway, okay. So, Who outed you?
I brought it up at the end of our Whoa Nelly segment. I said, this came up over the weekend at Pablo's birthday bash. Do we need to have, or at what point do we have a conversation like we do about every other coach in the state? And Tausch somehow twisted that into Jesse wants Pat Murphy fired, which is not true.
No. Okay, couple things on this. First of all, you can never walk it back if you brought it up yourself. I figured this was said on the show in a way that maybe you could take it out of context. So what you did was you basically said, hey, why am I valuing baseball less than every other sport? That's actually the core of this, right? Because if Matt LaFleur had the kind of start that you're saying that Pat Murphy did, we would have those discussions. The Bucks and Giannis have gone through coaches, obviously, a lot recently.
Mm-hmm.
So what the question becomes, why are we treating baseball less than? Now, to Tausch's point, there is an argument that if you believe we should have that conversation, someone's job is not off limits. For example, let's just say Andy Reid got off to a 1-4 start next year with the Chiefs. Would you bring up, hey, why don't we talk about Reid the same way we've talked about LaFleur?
No.
No.
Okay, right. So he's off limits. What you've said is Pat Murphy, who I wouldn't know if he was sitting passenger seat with me in the car right now. I'm being honest about that. But what you're saying is Pat Murphy, despite manager of the year, despite sitting there with counsel as a bench coach or whatever he was for all those years, hasn't done enough in your eyes to be off limits. Now, mostly Jesse thinks he is. It's a problem with a solution. So who is the manager that you suggested should be in instead of Murphy? Go ahead.
Ricky Weeks came in, former Brewer second baseman. He is the current bench coach, and he is, by all metrics, the manager
this
in waiting.
You keep kind of feeding the fire that you claim you're not
Put down
feeding.
The shovel,
I'm
Jesse.
Just answering questions that are asked of me, Tausch.
Well, because that
Jesse,
is the premise
Jesse,
of why we've gotten
Pat
here.
Murphy, you put him on the hot seat. I said that question... Tongue in cheek, thinking you wouldn't have an answer. You did. Jesse Nelson, just simply say, I, Jesse Nelson, would rather have Ricky Weeks managing the Brewers than Pat Murphy. Just say it.
I don't believe that. I don't believe that. No.
Do some people in your inner circle believe
that? No. And I didn't frame this as some people are saying. I said, when do we need to have a conversation? That's how I posed the question. It's fascinating to me that it's fascinating that this is not treated the same as all the other coaches in the state. That's all I'm saying.
Right. Right. So here's what now happens. Jason's upset. He's annoyed with me. Here's how I'm going to win him back, because I'm going to bring up a topic that I brought up on the show that I think relates to this in a roundabout way. The why don't we have conversations? Let me ask you a question. So when the Bucks don't win the title 3 years in a row, they get bounced in the first round, and the roster around them, around Giannis, is looking like it may not be ready to win a title. We always talk about his next destination. Why don't we do the same with Jokic? Giannis never asked out. Giannis never said he doesn't love Milwaukee. Right, so I just did the Jesse, right? Now, my version of the Jesse is actually that we shouldn't be talking about Giannis playing elsewhere, just like we shouldn't be talking about Jokic. I'm consistent on both, right? But if you're going to say, why aren't we talking about Murphy the way we talk about some other coaches, like, did you think Adrian Griffin should be fired, Jesse?
Yeah, once that noise started happening. Okay. Actually, once that training camp thing happened that year, yeah.
And do you believe that if LaFleur, boy, was he handsome at the Thunder Trio. But do you believe if LaFleur has a 9-8 season, there may be a better option for this team?
Tausch has said that this is a bit of a prove it year for Matt LaFleur, so I agree with Tausch, yes.
So, again, what you're then saying is clearly if you want Pat Murphy treated like the other managers and coaches in the state, Luke Fickell, losing record for the Badgers. God forbid this year. What happens in your mind?
Jason!
There's all
Jason!
That conversation was happening the middle of last season.
Okay! So, very clearly, Jesse Nelson wants Pat Murphy fired.
Not true!
I just don't... I don't understand. And Jesse's dad is mad at me because I pushed this. Jesse wants... You know this from Nuno and all your producers. Producers want to push. They want you saying stuff. Now, Jesse is a good producer. He does not force us, but he prods, and he'll make you – he'll push the envelope a little bit, which is great. We like that. Now he does it.
I think Jesse's actually even better than – I think Jesse's pretty damn good on this show, I will say.
I totally agree, and we have thrown him bouquets.
We have thrown him bouquets. You then have to own it. You then have to own what
Yes, that's all I'm saying. And then Evan – he puts out a thing about what I said about Jair Alexander, which is great.
And
I love
that.
It's good.
Yeah.
But he refuses to put out the topic that just drove this show for an hour. And for all of our Brewer fans that crush us for never talking Brewers, Jesse refuses to put his great take out on the internet because he didn't want the smoke. Who's the guy? Who are the guys that do that podcast, All That Smoke? Jesse ain't going on that podcast.
It's on Facebook.
Wait, are you reporting this? Mark Tauscher is reporting that Jesse Nelson will not be joining Matt Barnes and Steven Jackson on All the Smoke.
I'm not reporting it. I'm just saying it's a podcast that I don't think.
No, I think you can confirm that. I think we don't even need a second source on that.
I don't know. I don't know what those guys are looking for.
But if Jesse has this many hot takes, I'd be happy to join him. Yeah.
If Jesse starts with the hot takes,
how are we going to get Wilde back? How are we going to get Wilde back? We got to get him to Pablo's 31st birthday next year.
No, I'm good. It was good. The fact that you read my facial expression without being on video was chef's
magical.
I'm fine.
But in fairness, it's
not
it's
that
pretty,
hard to read.
Yeah, okay. It's pretty predictable. All right, so Evan, we had a team meeting yesterday that Jason was not at, but everybody else at the ESPN Madison studio was there. It's just the truth, Jason. I'm not saying you should have been there. You shouldn't have been there. Was the boss man there? Yes, he was. And we get our food from Buck and Honey's. And it was up at the draft. You know how great Buck and Honey's food is.
Those firecracker shrimp I could eat all day.
Yeah, the firecracker shrimp. They got these.
Pablo put out there. I saw the pizza version of it. Unbelievable with the firecracker
shrimp. Yeah,
they
do pizza with that. They also have these little tuna crisp now that are unbelievable, but I digress. We all order our food. Jesse and I, right. Because Jesse does the hot take of Pat Murphy right before the show ends, we end up getting up there 2-3 minutes late to the meeting. Right. The food is not there. Craig is starting his presentation right at noon. Right. So we sit down. The food comes in about 12:07. Nobody opens their food up because Craig is going through all of his stuff. He's got an hour. He has to hard stop at 1. Jesse is the only cat that opens up his wrap and starts shoveling it in his face. Everybody else leaves it. I have a picture that I'll send to Jesse to put up on. I took a picture as Craig was, which I thought was kind of rude by me, but I thought content always, so I put it out.
Yep, he knows that.
Jesse in the right, or we all cowards for not opening up our lunchbox and eating our lunch?
You know what? Jesse's clearly not in the right, but I will say, is there a roundabout blame for someone else for this situation? Because what I'm gathering here, Tausch, is that everyone entering that meeting was ready to pay attention, listen, and learn, but also simultaneously was hungry and thinking about the Buccaneers food that was right there, right? Is that a fair assessment?
Correct. I think that is very fair, yes.
Okay. So while no company likes to own the caste system of those above others, it is blatantly obvious that ESPN Wisconsin has that. And there is one person clearly above the others. And one would think if the leader of all leaders opens the door to eat, everyone can follow the lead. So is there blame on Mark Tauscher for not actually allowing his teammates to eat lunch? Because if you grab the Buck and Honey's wrap or the firecracker shrimp pizza, take a bite or two, then you know what? Prime time feels like, you know what, I can grab something. Jim Rutledge, Molly Brown, Matt Hamilton show up, I assume he did. Right? And Matt, you know, all
he
of the
was.
Team. Yeah.
Everybody but Jason.
So then everyone but Jason can have lunch, but because Tausch chose not to do it, everyone was nervous to be the first.
I think it's fair. Evan, I'm going to be honest. I think it's fair, but if I'm really being honest, I saw this happen with Jesse with the Pizza Hut at one of our other meetings, and it was kind of fun. And I thought this would be better content doing it this way. I honestly thought I was going to grab my buffalo chicken salad, which I love from Buck and Honey's. I was going to eat that. But I saw Jesse just devouring his wrap. And I thought, if I get a picture of this, this will be better content than everybody eating their lunch. That was selfish by me.
That is a good point. That's a good point, right? Because once you decide to be selfish and not open up the door for others to walk through, Tausch, allowing Jesse to be isolated on an island, clearly doing the wrong thing as the first one in to eat, I understand why you didn't follow his lead.
But Evan, not only that, Evan, not only that, last one to the meeting, only person to eat, which is a pretty phenomenal deal if you think about it.
Well, we were very specific. Jesse's really good at producing this show. We didn't say Jesse was really good. We said Jesse's really good at producing this show.
I feel like we need to lay off Jesse. I'm starting to sense that he is getting very, very frustrated.
No, it's lonely being a warrior sometimes. And when when the food is in you, our office is full of sickos because this is now 2 out of 3 meetings we've had as a team. One was catered by Pizza Hut. One was catered by Buck and Honey's. The Pizza Hut one, understandable. It came in. It's sitting kind of on a counter on the side. Everybody would have to go up kind of buffet style to go through and grab whatever they want and come back and sit down. A little disruptive to the meeting. The Buck and Honey's, everyone had their own individual orders delivered to them at their seat. All you had to do was open up. So I was one of the first ones to get the food.
Jason, what did you order?
I just opened up my container when I got it, thinking that's what everybody's going to do, because we ordered lunch specifically for this meeting, and I open it up. I take a couple of bites of my rice, which is fantastic. Everyone else is letting their food just sit there, so everyone ate cold lunch an hour later.
Wait a minute. Yeah. Jesse and Mark, for the two of you based in Madison, ESPN Madison is obviously a great place to work. Is it a requirement that if you guys have a meeting, it has to be catered? Are you allowed to have a meeting without it being catered?
It's a perk.
Great question. Do you want to get it's a good question. The question, the other question I have is, Craig's asking questions. You know, GKB is an interactive operation, and he's asking questions, and I think he had to not question Jesse because he had a burrito stuffed in his mouth as they were asking questions about core values and revenue and some of the other things. So that, I think, is why more people kind of skewed away from shoveling down their lunch. Jesse, is that a fair assessment?
So you'd rather eat a cold lunch an hour later.
Yeah.
Salad was, it is what it is.
Wait a second. This is interesting. You think Craig, the CEO of our company, Good Karma Brands, ESPN Wisconsin, will be attending.
Yes.
Do you think he altered his very serious quarterly presentation to the office because of Jesse stuffing his face?
I'm not saying he did, but I'm definitely not going to say he didn't.
I think Craig is proud of me because he thinks the rest of the office is a bunch of weirdos who had food sitting in front of them for an entire hour and didn't do anything about it.
Jesse, with all due no respect, I don't think Craig has thought about you once over the last 24 hours.
Dang!
All right, we got to let you go.
It's been a tough hour for Jelly now.
I would just like to state for the record, despite my lack of attendance at said meeting, I agree with Evan and with Jesse. I agree with Evan that Tausch had every opportunity to make it okay because he is the brightest star in the ESPN Madison Galaxy. And had he eaten, that everyone would have known they could eat. And I think Jesse did. If I would have been at the meeting, I would have eaten too, Jesse.
And it would have been a steak.
I mean, that
it would have been
like
a steak with
stretch.
A baked potato.
With the limo home.
With a stretch limo waiting on his beck and call to go home. That's what would have happened.
Evan, this was fun. Thanks.
Doesn't seem like it for you, Jason. I got to be honest.
No, it actually was. I enjoyed it.
Who did have fun here?
Tausch and Evan definitely.
I kind of had some laughs. I thought it was good.
And you can have all kinds of fun if you download right now the ESPN Wisconsin app. All new in the Apple and Android app stores. Live listening, show replays, exclusive content. It's all on the new ESPN Wisconsin app. Your state, your teams, your ESPN. The Wisconsin sports fans' best way to stay in touch with their favorite ESPN Wisconsin shows and keep up with their favorite teams. Your state, your teams, your ESPN, your ESPN Wisconsin app. More Wildy and Tausch straight ahead. Stick around.
On the air, on demand, on social, on Wisconsin sports. Serving Wisconsin sports fans. This is 100.5 ESPN. But I want.
Thanks to Evan Cohen for helping us with our prosecution, inquisition.
That was a fun hour.
Inquiry.
That was fun, wasn't it, Jess?
What Jesse said.
Great time.
All right, well, we're going to put a bow on this and shift gears in the 10 o'clock hour. I do want to just add one thing, and Chef Ed in the YouTube comments mentioned this as well. It does feel not exactly the same because it has gone on a little bit longer than this, but on this very show 2 years ago, the Milwaukee Brewers were swept by the now nomadic Oakland, Sacramento, whatever they are, Athletics.
I heard them called Oaklamento the other day.
I saw that. Yeah, that was pretty good. And of course, they ended up making the playoffs, and it was knee-jerk, overreactionary for a couple of people on this panel to freak out about it. It does feel, Jesse, that perhaps you didn't learn your lesson from that and you were guilty of it again, only this time you called for someone's job, sort of, kind of, but definitely, really, in Pat Murphy's case.
No one has answered the question.
What is it?
how come Pat Murphy gets no skepticism?
Because they let Willie Adames walk. Look, should he have said what he said about the spending in that post-game presser? Probably not.
A lot of fans feel that way.
But right, and I'm saying for him to say it as a manager, I think you can make the argument that that doesn't come off great, but he's not wrong, right? It would be like Matt LaFleur getting up there and going, well, Goody doesn't want to keep any of our offensive linemen. He just wants to keep cycling through them, and that puts a lot of pressure on us to get guys ready when he's not going to re-sign Zach Tom after the season either, which I'm not saying that's going to be the case, but, right? But Matt LaFleur's not going to say that. Pat Murphy kind of said that about Attanasio, right? With what he said. So I think there are reasons for why they are not. You had higher expectations than I did for this team, and maybe they bounce back.
I think the issue is we are looking. Last year was a complete surprise to everybody.
Yes.
New coach, kind of rebooting. You traded away Burnsy. Woodruff is out for the season. Nobody thought that Pat Murphy with the, nobody thought that the Brewers would have the season that they did, that they'd win their division by 10 games. Nobody thought that. Now the expectation game is real. Had last season went the way we all thought, it would be like, okay, they're building something. Oh, they're struggling. We have the anticipation because some young players played really well. Were they going to continue to do that? And the answer up to this point is no. They haven't. And when you take Adames out of the lineup, all of a sudden you struggle and you get shut out. I think, Jesse, you said 7 times in a month. It makes it tough. But the bottom line is I just don't feel as if the expectations for the Brewers are ever going to be where they're at with the Bucks, where they're at with the Badgers, and where they're at with the Packers, because it feels as if we are always swimming with a 100-pound anvil around our ankle. And, man, when we get up to the top and we start moving forward, it's like, God, look at what we're overcoming. But when we don't, it's like, well, it ain't fair. It ain't fair. We got a 100-pound anvil around us. Everybody else is free-flowing. And that's, I think, to the root of your question that I guess people asked you to ask Wooly and
allegedly.
Pablo.
No one asked me to ask.
Allegedly.
It.
There is just a lower set of expectations because there's a written in, and I don't want to use the term excuse because it is a reality of the economics of baseball. That's where we're at. And that's why when I say in September and October, why don't we have the same expectations for our team that has made the playoffs, I think it was 7 out of 8 years, of getting over the hump? And it's like, well, the Dodgers got Ohtani and this and this. And it's a hard pushback of anything to say of any relevance because the bottom line is it is a monster hill. It's a monster ocean for us to try and swim with that anvil around us.
Yeah. All right. Well, it's 10:10. We've spent an hour and minutes on this. I'm guessing people would like something else.
Well, Jason, I'm not like telling you not. I just was doing
Yeah, that's my. It's time to move on. Put a bow on it, if you will. You can continue to share your thoughts on this, but I would like to shift gears to something that most people come here for, and it's not just criticism of Jesse
Jackson Churio
or Brewers analysis. 0 for his last 24.
Come on, Jackson.
Dang. All right, Jesse, you know what? I'm throwing my hands up. You took a call. Do you want to take this call? Is that what you're doing?
I mean, it is. We should break.
Let's take a call. Let's talk to Rod and Rope. Let's just go commercial free. What? Pay none of the bills.
You are such. You are. Oh, my gosh.
Hey, Ron, good morning. Your thoughts on Jesse's take about Pat Murphy being on the hot seat?
I usually agree when you guys pick on Jesse, but I don't think it's fair now. I think he did ask a legitimate question, but I think the reason people like me, I've been a Brewers fan a long time, aren't asking any questions about Pat Murphy is because of the payroll disparity in baseball. Mm-hmm. Ohtani, Betts, and Freeman are making $130 million a year just for the first three hitters, and our entire payroll is $111 million. The Twins are spending $145 million, so that's not a lot. That extra $30 million could have got a third baseman and like a fourth or fifth starting pitcher instead of this bunch of ailing older guys. And the young guys are doing fantastic. The pitching injuries aren't an excuse because our ERA has been pretty good. But the only criticism I have of Pat Murphy is that our younger hitters are regressing. Churio is swinging at balls outside the zone and taking strikes. So, you know, you're not going to get rid of the hitting coach, but these young players, maybe they're tuning out Murphy now. They might have got sick of him. I'm from New York originally, and I'm also 69, and I think the reason Murphy said what he did is when you get to be my age, you don't really give a crap if you get fired because you're thinking about retiring anyway.
Fair. It's very fair. And you make a bunch of great points, and I'm glad we took your call, Ron. Thanks. I do think that if people should be critiqued, and I know this was only a partial quote, but when Mark Attanasio said during the offseason, is my job to win a World Series or is it my job to provide a summer of entertainment and passion and a way for families to come together, I think that is hard to overcome because that is talking about, hey, we're not necessarily in the budgetary place to win a World Series. And as long as everyone's coming to the ballpark and having fun, that's good enough. The problem is when you lose a lot, then people stop having fun and maybe they don't come to the ballpark. So I think if you wanted to stir the pot at Pablo's party, I think you could have had a conversation about how hamstrung the manager is and is Mark Attanasio not giving them a chance to have a chance and that they have overcome that year after year after year, and maybe this year they finally are unable to overcome it for a year. I think that would have been fair. We'll put a bow on this. Unless, of course, get more calls.
Nope.
The 10 o'clock hour of Wildy and Tausch begins in 2 minutes, so stick around.
Don't go anywhere. Another hour of Wildy and Tausch, presented by Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin, is coming up next on ESPN Wisconsin and the ESPN Wisconsin app.